speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
Why do you think there are so many religious teachings in the world? I find it confusing. Well, we're delighted to help, because we too believe there are too many religious teachings in the world. There is one book, the Bible, which we must receive all of our training and teaching from to be right. It is confusing when there are many different names to which people turn that are not authorized in the Bible, many different organizational structures which are not authorized in the Bible, many worship plans that are not organized and given in the Bible, many of those who teach a plan of salvation that is not taught in the Bible. Now, my friends, if we want to go to heaven, we're going to have to be in accordance with inspiration in our practices. No authority whatever in religion today is allowed the freedom of turning away from the Bible. Human tradition is not God's authority. Jesus referred to their uninspired teachings as the traditions of the elders in Matthew 15. And Paul warns us to take heed lest there be anyone that make a spoil of us, robs us, through his philosophy and vain deceit after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of this world, and not after Christ, Colossians 2 and verse 8. The Bible always characterizes the teaching of men or the traditions of men as being additions to the Word of God or contradictions to the Word of God. For instance, in Galatians 1, 6 through 9, Paul warns the Galatians of going after another gospel, which is an addition, he said, and a perversion. And anyone who follows it, he said, would be accursed. In Revelation 22, 18 and 19, John declares that no man shall take away from nor add to God's word, lest he be destroyed. The authority of God's word is to be handled correctly and reverently. Now, as we continue our study along this line, can we not see why there is such confusion in the religious world? The basic consideration in all religious matters is that of establishing authority, which will be the final standard in all matters and should be of all matters of dispute. In order to settle any disputed matter, whether in religion, business, or whatever field, men must be able to appeal to an authority which all parties concerned are willing to accept. Are we willing to accept the Bible? If we have a baseball game, a sporting event, or if it's a government affair, a variation of these things, we must have rules by which to go. And by the same token, if men would be accurate and united in their religious beliefs and practices, they must have a common standard of authority. The confusion and the division which our questioner asked about this week of religious people in our day is the result of the use of different standards of authority. Some men choose to be guided by tradition. If a given doctrine or practice has been around for a long time in a family or a denomination, its mere age seems to give the favor of respectability. Thus a man may be heard to say, "I cannot believe that instrumental music in worship is wrong. As far back as I can remember, my people have been members of a church that uses pianos and organs in worship, and I just cannot believe they've been wrong all of that time." Well, this illustrates, my friends, very simply what we're talking about. These illustrations I use are not meant to offend anyone, just to clarify the grave concern which I have for the souls of men because of their lack of authority in religion. Others depend on learned men for their authority, and men may help us a great deal, but we must take the Lord over all men. One may say, "Dr. John Doe is my preacher. He's been in seminary and has studied these things a lot more than I have. I'm sure that what he teaches is right." Now, a great many good people rely on false authorities instead of the Word of God. Still others take their authority from dreams or feelings or imaginations, and they like to testify. They want a witness instead of listening to the Bible. All of these are dangerous situations, and we must go to the authority of God's Word.